Welcome to the Enjoying Pregnancy, Birth, and Babies podcast. I am Sheridan, and I have been a childbirth educator and birth doula since 2006. I am so happy that you are here today. I want you to know that you can get access to two wonderful freebies when you sign up for my newsletter at enjoybirth.com. First, I have the wonderful Know Your Options childbirth course that's completely online and immediately accessible, and also a free ebook called The Top 3 Tips to Enjoy Birth. I'm so excited to share these great resources with you. Just hop on over to enjoybirth.com to sign up for the newsletter and you can get instant access. Also know that you can follow me on Instagram at enjoybirth. Today's podcast is about my favorite birth I didn't attend. The other week, I shared Robin's story about a birth that changed her heart. And it made me think about a recent birth I didn't attend, at least not physically. One of my dearest friends started as my hypnobaby student many years ago. She asked me to be her doula, and I attended her daughter's birth, and it was a fine hospital birth. Not quite what she had hoped for, but there was love and joy there. When she asked me to attend her second birth, it was a fun, joyous home birth, filled with angels and miracles. Lots of friends acting as her doulas, her husband, her midwife, her assistant, her mom, her daughter, ancestors and angels too. And I had a very powerful spiritual experience at that birth, which I'll link to in the show notes. When she was pregnant with her third, I knew I would be invited to her birth. However, I didn't know if I would be there. I had a cruise planned for when she was due. We were good friends by now, and I certainly wanted to be there to offer her love and support. I also knew it would be an amazing spiritual birth and angels would be attending, and I really wanted to witness it. I attended her blessing way, which was amazing and filled with love and well wishes. I had written a letter from God for her, and it alluded to some things that made me wonder if she would have the home birth she wanted, and again, I felt that I would miss the birth. The week before I left, she started getting pressure from her midwife to do natural induction techniques as her liver levels were starting to look weird. Andrea felt strongly not to do that. I supported her, though I sort of wanted her to do them so I could be there for the birth, but I really trusted her intuition. The night before I left, a friend and I took Andrea out for dinner. We discussed her plans and how she had gotten another blood test and was waiting on the results. We all agreed that things would work out the way they needed to, that Andrea just needed to keep praying and following the Spirit. She trusted her care provider and God, and knew all would end up fine. The next morning, as I was doing last-minute preparations to leave for my trip, Andrea called me. Her midwife had called and said she needed to go to the hospital and get induced that day. Her liver levels were getting dangerous, and home birth was no longer an option. I had about an hour free and was able to go to her house and talk to her while she was trying to figure out which OB would take her and her insurance, pack for the hospital, etc. We had a spiritual moment together as the Spirit witnessed to both of us that she had been right not to do natural induction methods, that this baby needed to be born at the hospital, and this was the least dramatic way for this to have unfolded. Our other two friends showed up just as I was about to leave, and we gathered around and sang, "Be still my soul," and we prayed together for Andrea and her baby. That was a precious moment, and I left knowing she was in good hands and that I would be there in spirit, that she would feel my love, and that I had played the role I needed to in this birth in the past hour. I left a full-size painting with her, which she brought to the hospital, and it reminded her I was there in spirit, and I'll link to that in the show notes too. It was so challenging for me because by the next day, as the boat left port, the baby still hadn't been born. On the boat that night, I had a dream that I was at the birth and that all was well. I was on pins and needles until the next time we had internet access. I was so relieved to hear that, indeed, a baby boy had been born safe and sound, and all was well with him and his mom. I was able to be at church the Sunday they blessed the baby, and to rejoice in her testimony of following the Spirit when it comes to birth, that we can make our plans, and that we need to be flexible and follow the Spirit if plans have to change. Her birth was amazing. There were angels. There were miracles. And while I am sad I physically missed being present at the actual birth, I was still able to be there in spirit and to be part of her birth experience. Because birth is not one moment in time. It is a journey. Thank you for letting me share about the favorite birth I've missed. I would love to hear about any experiences you may have had, whether you're a birth worker and missed a birth, or maybe you're a mom and someone missed your birth you hoped would be there. Did you feel as if spiritually they were there supporting you and helping you through the experience? I'd love to hear. Join us over at Gift of Giving Life on Instagram and let me know. Thanks for listening today, and please take a moment to share this podcast with your friends who might also be expecting. Remember, you can hop over to enjoybirth.com, get access to the Know Your Options Childbirth course, my free ebook. Also, you can get a coupon for 15% off HypnoBabies products in my newsletter as well. Enjoy!